www.thebestofbrandon.com.
Hope you're not too windblown, especially if you are listening to us in Florida. Get ready in the panhandle. Boy, it has been wild stuff. Thanks to Tropical Storm Debbie. What's really interesting, and this has happened now in the last couple of tropical storms that we've seen, is this new thing, or maybe we just haven't talked about it very much before, this new thing of twisters that are being spawned as a result of that. So not only are you concerned about, 70-mile-an-hour winds, is this going to get worse? What's happening with the flooding and trying to get out of the road of what's happening, and is it going to turn into a full-blown hurricane and 10 inches of rain, 12 inches of rain? They're saying 25 inches in some parts of Florida. They've gotten that. They were worried about the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, famous bridge between Clearwater. You've probably definitely seen photos of it between Clearwater and Bradenton. So it's bad. I mean, pretty much it's a swamp. They're worried in some parts it's a swamp. So then as a result, too, they have this weird thing, like I said, of these twisters that have popped up and unfortunately killing at least one person. Some other people have been injured. And that's just not what you're thinking of. As awful as the water is and the wind and all of that, not thinking that a twister is also going to be something that could happen and rip through your neighborhood because of this tropical storm. And the thing is, in the next 48 hours, they really aren't sure, the weather people out of Miami, the National Weather Service, are really not sure where this is all going to go. I mean, it looks like it could dissipate a little bit, or it could get a little bit worse. Hey, speaking of worse, I'm telling you, you go from the floods and all the mayhem there to what's happening in Colorado and in Utah, too, but in Colorado at Pikes Peak and Estes Park. They're talking about how many people they had to evacuate, you know, the bullhorns up and down the streets. 11,000 people. Get out of your houses. Grab your stuff and head for the hills. Get out of here now. That bad. So they're trying to do what they can to contain it, but it's nasty in Colorado and places where you have a lot of tourists. So not just, you know, not just the people themselves, which is disheartening, but the fact that you have these wildfires raging across the West that are also hitting all these tourists who are there. So the hotels are evacuated, all that sort of stuff, too. And it's the same thing. Because of winds, because of sometimes dry conditions. Don't know what's going to happen here. Just get the people to retreat and hope that all these firefighters are being flown in to different parts of Colorado and whatnot are able to do what they can to help contain it. Because it's all about how many people can you get on the fire? How many people can douse this thing, how many people are on the lines hitting it hard. Speaking of hitting it hard, it's going to be all about healthcare, baby, in this next couple of days anyway. Could get the Supreme decision, the majority decision, by Monday. It definitely seems as though Thursday makes more sense, because do you think these Supreme Court justices really want to hash this whole thing out? The answer is no. They want to come up with the majority opinion and then bolt for vacation and hang the robes up. So most Americans, in whatever poll you look at, or at least a big chunk of them, the Reuters Ipsos poll is the latest one that came out on Sunday, oppose the health law, but they like some provisions in the health care reform that the Prez put out there, and then, you know, the rest is history. It was voted on. And so how much of Obamacare stays and how much of it gets tossed, we don't know the answer. I mean, I thought I came pretty close to nailing it. I have just talked to too many people now. It's like paralysis by analysis, from everything from the doctors to people who are in the healthcare industry, to people on the Hill, congresspeople, and senators, to all kinds of angles and sides of this, to people who have conditions that are being affected by the healthcare law on both sides of it. And remember, the individual mandate, which is the controversial sticking point, which I think they're going to slash down as unconstitutional, has also been the thing that's concerned so many people because of the 5,000 agents the IRS has hired and their training. So they must have felt confident that there wasn't going to be a problem with this. But now the constitutionality being challenged and going up that hill for the 2 years, it's, you know, this is the time now, finally. So what will they rule? With 73% of independents opposing Obamacare. I mean, we say this over and over again, and I've had people on to explain it. The best thing in my mind that you can do with healthcare is you can turn to free enterprise. You can turn to competition. Erase the state lines. If there's competition, you have to get the business. In other words, you got to offer the best product possible. I mean, it's impossible. Healthcare people hate it when you compare like auto insurance to health insurance, and I get that. But in a way, think of things that get better. Think of things that when there's competition, it requires that you have to court the consumer. It's a consumer-driven thing. And right now, we, the consumers, are being driven into the ground, and I think that would make a huge difference if that's ultimately what happens, and I think it can happen. It can happen now, depending on whatever the ruling is. The ruling could be different than – it could be different. Maybe it doesn't go down that way, although that would be very shocking. It's really a question of does the whole thing get struck down or does just a piece of it get struck down? And there's a big difference on what happens here as to what's going to happen in the future with this thing. For sure, no matter what, whether somebody's wearing a D or wearing an R, because we only got two choices, the D and the R, there are plenty of independents, but there's hardly any independents in Congress. So, I mean, we know this. We know it's the two teams. Either way, it's going up the flagpole. And what are the risks? I mean, what's going to happen depending on what the outcome is of this? I mean, there's, you know, you have a couple of different scenarios. Like I said, it could be that ultimately it's the individual mandate that's just plucked out of this thing. And that's one possibility. The other there's a couple of other possibilities. One, the entire law is upheld. I mean, maybe they uphold it, which would be stunning. What a huge win that would be for the president, for Democrats, if they decide to uphold this. But it seems very unlikely that that will happen. And if it does, then Mitt Romney, who's running, and the Republican congressional leadership, they're going to just push to repeal the law. That's what will happen. If the individual mandate is struck down, then other scenarios will kick into play. And then it depends on if some other things are pulled out of it. There are a couple of other provisions, or the entire law gets struck down. Talk more about that on the flip side. What happens if the entire law is shelved? What does that mean? That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We had lots of guests on to talk about, including lately, just a week ago, we had Judith Barr on to talk about what happens when somebody is abused, like in the case of Jerry Sandusky, what was happening in his trial, and you had all those victims that came forward. So the sentence will put him away for life, I'm sure of it, because he was convicted on all but three counts, almost 50 counts and all. It's crazy. And people were outside the courthouse, and they screamed and got excited when all the guilties came down. He didn't really show much emotion. They're going to appeal, but he's not winning this appeal. I don't think the defense has much to stand on here. So this is a guy who now, because of what happened at Penn State, he shines a light on programs dealing with kids and adults and what happens. I mean, how is this guy allowed to take these showers with these kids at Penn State? I mean, crazy. And to me, there are a couple of other people that should have been pursued here. Mike McQuarrie, another assistant coach, was one of them, because he should have gone further than Penn State when he saw what he saw in the locker rooms. Pete is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? I thought I was hearing voices again in the air. I noticed the radio was on.
Yeah, I like that one. In the air. I just speak to you, it just all of a sudden just comes flying out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got one down, one to go. We can get old Eric. We'll have a doubleheader there.
Yeah, and that contempt, you know, that vote will happen this week. So besides health care, the other big thing is what's going to happen with Eric Holder.
Yeah, and another thing is I think that the D's know they're going to get beat, so they want to compromise then. You know, they can't take no for an answer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
So they're going to try to compromise, and we're just going to have to put our foot down and say, no, it's not going to happen. But, and then on this Eric Holder deal, Eric and Barack, they're two peas in a pod, I do believe. You know, just look at them. They look like brothers. But anyway, no, Eric's on his way out, and, I don't know. It's just.
I said this before, Pete. I said, listen, I think this guy, because if you go back to the Gitmo thing and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the three others trying to have the ridiculousness of, oh, let's try him in the United States in a criminal court in New York City and let's see what happens there. And some of the other nonsense with the CIA where they really faltered and exposed guys connected to the waterboarding stuff and people were dumping out of the CIA, so Obama had to run down there and say, oh, we got your back, don't worry, you're so valuable to us. Some of that is pinned on Eric Holder, and this Fast and Furious is, you know, whether there's a cover-up or not, it's ridiculous. I can't imagine that he didn't know what was happening there.
Oh, he knows. Look, yeah. They had, 140,000 subpoenas for paperwork, and they show up with 7,000. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, exactly.
You know, and what we're getting is blacked out pages. No, that's not going to work.
Yep.
You know, just go ahead and take your lumps, buddy. You knew about it. You messed it up. It worked perfectly. You just got caught.
Yep. I think he tried to resign. They should have taken his resignation. So I think he should have. You know, listen. If I was an Obama advisor, which would be such a stretch, but if I was, I would have said pink slip this guy. I mean, other presidents, Democrats or Republicans, you know when someone's a liability. He was a liability almost from the get-go.
Yeah, from the start. Now Barack's got to stand behind him so he doesn't get hit with what's flying off the fan.
Right.
You know, so he said, no, you're not resigning. You're my scapegoat. Come on. Stand up. Man up.
Yeah, you got to stand on the sword. You're going to make you stand on the sword for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you just hang in here with me. We'll all go down.
Yeah, the ship goes down together. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really the whole thing with Fast and Furious. And the people that I feel sad for are the Terry family, because then they don't get the whole story. I think, you know what, if I had a son and he was in that situation where he wanted to be a Border Patrol agent. He was so proud, so boom, he goes. Then he gets killed with one of these guns in this botched operation. They can't even tell him the truth of what happened?
Yeah, come on, you know, the man's got a badge on, and they're treating it like a target.
Yeah.
You know, from day one when the guy put the suit on. And then you don't have anybody helping you, no backup. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, you have got to be with your people.
I agree.
It's just a sad situation.
Yeah.
You're sounding kind of tired for a Sunday evening.
No, I'm not. I'm alive and thriving. I'm good.
Are you good to go?
I'm good to go.
Are you the Energizer, buddy? All right.
I am. I have my coffee. It's all about coffee.
All right. You're all zippy then.
I am. You know, usually you call up Pete and you'll say, what do you think you always say? Katie did. You're talking so fast. What is going on?
Yeah.
Slow your roll down.
Yeah. Take a breath.
Take a breath.
Right, all right, Katie Bob. I think I'm gonna catch some Z's. And,
all right.
I get to go do my health care in the morning bright and early at 8:30.
Perfect. All right. Yeah. Two hands on the wheel. Thanks, Pete, for the conversation. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Oh, healthcare at 8:30 in the morning. How many people have the luxury of sleeping in beyond 8:30? And with the way the world is now, there are what do they say? There's like 30 million people that are so-called third shifters, which would be this time frame. And I know people that, I know a lot of people that stay up late, frankly. They say they get their best work done later because there's too many distractions during the day. And there's so many people that work for themselves that that also changes the equation, too. Boy, I used to, I'll tell you the worst ever that I had to deal with is I used to do a radio morning show in Dallas, Texas, and it was very fun to do. I did it with two other guys, and one was a comedian, and he was, man, it was like he was, Pete would just, he would be telling him to slow his roll down all the time if he heard him, because he moved so fast. His name was Dave Markham. But, boy, oh, boy, you have to get up in the middle of the night. You know, get up at 3:30, something like that. That is the worst, because unless you can go to bed super early and just, boom, crash and go out, it is so hard to get up in that middle time. I think it's better either way. That's the one thing I would opt not for, the middle of the night. Maybe I should send a note. Maybe we should all send a note to Ann Curry, who's getting jacked around by the Today Show, and tell her not to feel so badly, because maybe now she can actually get some sleep because she doesn't have to get up so early in the morning. So after all the time that she's been there, she finally gets the anchor chair, and they're blaming her for the one week they got beat by ABC. So they're talking about booting her and from the Today Show, and who's going to, you know, there's all this speculation about who's going to be the replacement player. And, oh, she shouldn't feel that badly, like I said, because she won't have to get up in the middle of the night. Hey, so you know the world operates on these things called apps now. NASA, I'm like a space freak, even though we have really screwed the pooch with space, because now we got to hitch a ride with the Chinese if we want to go to the International Space Station, and they charge us a gazillion dollars. But NASA does have an app for, you can see this app, right, that shows you what's happening at the International Space Station and in Mission Control Center at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. It's very, very cool. And I actually downloaded it. It made me think, shame on you if you don't download the Press 4 app. Because if you go to the website, americatonight.net, you can download Press 4. If you get Press 4, or just get Press 4 on your phone, then you can rant during the day. So like Pete, when he's doing his healthcare thing in the morning, if he sees something that ticks him off, he can call Press 4 and say, America Tonight Rants, and he can rant about it. While I wake up and I can go check out what's happening on the International Space Station. Very cool. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Healthcare, the Supreme Court, well, with their majority decision, and I was saying this before, that there are a couple of different options. And I think that what they'll do is the middle option. They'll say that the individual health mandate is unconstitutional and the rest will stay in play. But maybe not. Maybe the whole thing gets ripped up. Either way, we know Congress is going to grab this ball and run with it in probably a couple of different directions. Let's go to Abe in Illinois. Hello, Abe. Hey, Abe.
Hey, Kate. I love your show, and I think you're doing a great job covering all the topics. It's great. I love listening to you.
Thanks.
I heard you talking earlier about prescription drugs. It doesn't have any content about the Supreme Court's ruling right now, but what I wonder is why people will
yes. Why people will what about the ruling?
No, nothing about the ruling, but about prescription drugs.
Oh, yeah.
They'll take something for a symptom that will give them 10 other symptoms further their ailments in other directions.
Because you know what? I think when somebody's in pain of whatever it is, whether it's this terrible arthritis or something else, that they're looking for relief. And so you go to the doctor, and the doctor prescribes, you know, X, Y, Z, and you just want that pain to go away, I think, that whatever it is. If it's so in the case of Celebrex is what I was mentioning, how, boy, they're saying what the side effects could be and how it's got this terrible stomach ailment ripping out people's stomachs. That's not good. You don't want a torn up stomach as a result of trying to ease your arthritis. So I agree with you, though, Abe. I would rather not have any. I would not take any prescription drugs. In fact, I don't take any prescription drugs, and I see what happens with side effects of people for different drugs they take. But I also have seen people that have terrible pain, whatever it is, and they just want it to go away.
Well, that's what really just gets me. Do people really not look at what it can cause?
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at one thing here versus all these other items here, possibilities, and how do you weigh that out?
Ask the question. How do you decide what is the right way to go? How do you decide what should you not take as a result of the side effects or not? And I would have to say I would be very cautious. I would try to find as much natural kind of cure as I could first, you know? I would be afraid of the side effects. I agree with you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and my last point, personally, I grow everything in my garden, naturally, and, I do everything that I can that I know where it comes from. And you look at all the vitamins and nutrients that comes from naturally grown items and stuff like that, and you supplement your diet in a way that you can affect your own nutritional system.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It doesn't take that much space to do this.
Right. But it takes time, and you have to try to go and do it, and you have to do it. You have to get off the dime, and you have to make yourself do it. But I agree with you. That's why I say I don't take anything. I wouldn't take anything for me that's not natural. Abe, I'm glad that you threw in on this. Watch out for those prescription drugs. You're right. So do it yourself. Come up with your own, you know, look for the homeopathic remedies. That's why we always have on, my pal Don Wiskin, and he's got the Extendivite stuff, and that's garlic, cayenne, and, you know, five other ingredients, and they're all natural. And the whole idea is he was on heart medication, and the heart medication was killing him, frankly. Because he was having side effects and problems and whatever else. And so what did he decide to do? He decided, as a roofer and as somebody who had the means to go and explore it, he had somebody come up with the herbs and the things that would make him feel better, that would work on his heart, frankly. And that's why I started doing that, started taking Extendivite because of the Delaney men who I never met who had heart attacks, and seeing people having their chests cracked open twice, not wanting to be in that spot. I just saw today where over the weekend Alex Trebek had a mild heart attack. Scary, you know, all the people that are having heart problems and have to have these different procedures, and I agree. I say go the all-natural route if you can do it, definitely. Jay in Kentucky, hello.
How are you doing, Kate?
Do you have your own miracle garden, too?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Do you have your own miracle garden? I think we lost you. Are you in a tunnel?
I'm going to have to call you right back, Kate. For some reason, we got a bad connection here.
All right, he's going. Is he going through the Lincoln Tunnel? What's going on with that? Ever try to make a phone call in one of those tunnels? Oh, or I can't tell you how many people have called me through the miracle of the cell phone when not on the air, but when they've been in elevators. When somebody's been in an elevator and they call you, it's like, whoa, where are you? Any chance you met up with somebody called Otis and you're there going down or going up somewhere? Because you can't make those calls when you're in the elevator. All right, I think we have Jay back. He found a good spot. Hey, Jay, what's shaking?
There you are, Kate. All right. Hey, this health care law right from the get-go was a mess. I mean, how many hundreds and hundreds of pages were there? There's no way these people that passed it even read part of this bill. I just picture Nancy Pelosi holding it up in the air saying, you got to pass it so you can know what's in it. And it doesn't apply to everybody. There's companies that are exempt from it. There's states that are exempt from it. If it's good for one, it's good for all. If it's not good for anybody, then it's not good for all of us. They can't just pick and choose. And the individual mandate is supposed to help fund this whole thing anyway. If they throw that out, then that's going to take care of part of the funding for it. And John Boehner already said that he will not fund it through Congress. So one way or another, this thing is going to go anyway. This whole thing has just been a mess right from the get-go.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the idea that let's just push it through and then we can fix it, that's not working. And that's what they try to do. They try to shove it down everyone's throat. That's why all the town hall meetings.
And right here on the radio that you guys come through in Kentucky on 101.5, I just heard that over 500 people are going to lose their coal jobs. That's part of the EPA shut down these coal mines. All these people are going to be looking for work down here in Kentucky and West Virginia.
Yeah.
They're pushing for this Go Green thing, and they're making these coal plants that are generate their electricity. They're making them go to gas. So these bad coal people down here that their families and ancestors for how many forever, you know, they've just been coal miners, and now they're looking for jobs. It's just sad the way this administration's taken over everybody's lives. Well, I know you got calls to get to, Kate. We'll talk at you later. You have a good night.
All right, Jay, thanks for bringing that up about the coal mines. It's interesting because there was just a big thing. Lockheed Martin had the labor union went on strike, and at Lockheed Martin in Fort Worth, Texas, there were thousands of machinists who weren't working. So they had scabs that they brought in from all around the country. And these were guys that were, man, tough times. They had gotten their jobs sliced out in Florida, in Michigan, and all over the place. And they had to be incognito, practically, in hotels that they were brought into and given $50 a day per diems and paid $23.50 or something like that to be bussed in to Lockheed Martin. And some of them were there for about a month, and some of them were there for just a couple of weeks because that's what they said to them. Hey, you can work, and they'll have a day of training, and you might be working for 2 weeks, you might be working for 4 weeks, you might be working for 2 months. But the machinists who didn't really want to do that to those other guys have, you know, came in from all over the place because it was work. They could make a couple of $1,000s or, you know, more than that. It turned out for most of them it was probably a couple of $1,000s, but it's tough, yeah, to see what's happened with industry and with the green initiative and the whole idea about the coal. Jay's right. There's so many generations that did XYZ, and that was the job. You had that great job, and you knew you'd have it forever and ever. And it's risky. I mean, you know what you do when you – my father was from a coal mining town, Pittston, PA, and I saw those coal mines, and someone gave me a chunk of coal from Pittston, PA. And that was definitely a coal mining town, and he was a writer, but generations before him, some of them were coal miners, and it was near Scranton, Pennsylvania, and times got tough for some of those people in Pittston and the areas around it. And that's how a lot of Americans are feeling, very beaten down. So will we be beat down some more by, you know, whatever the Supreme Court comes up with? Either way, I think Jay's right. It's a wash, and it's definitely going to be challenged, like I said. Somehow it's going to be challenged in Congress, but it's a question of who's challenging it and what are they fighting for. Hang with us.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Unites all of us because it affects every single one of us. Hey, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Happy to be the captain of this little old ship called ATN, and we are navigating some interesting waters, aren't we? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. What happens if the entire law gets struck down, if that's the majority opinion when it is handed down? If the high court decides that the insurance mandate is unconstitutional, the only path would be to invalidate maybe the entire law. So that would unravel everything that's happened already. Remember, they're trying to, because of the laws that are being unfurled, because the whole thing wasn't in one fell swoop. So there are a lot of local governments that were putting things into play, although they've been very slow on it. With these healthcare organizations trying to do the health exchange thing and all that kind of stuff. So that would all unravel, obviously. Whatever work had been done there, that would unravel. And then there would be no repealing process that would go on. And then it would be a question, is Congress replace it or not? Would they try to replace it with something else in the future? Perhaps not exactly immediately, though. The law had a couple of other things in it that included, you know, if the entire law were struck down, and a couple of other things in it that, remember, because so much was stuck in there, where you had stuff about menus and restaurants with things that had to be put on, this shows you how far it was, where there was calorie things that were put on menus and all that would be affected. There was, what was somebody telling me that, you know, you had other things that were, would be shot down, like for tanning salons, remember the try to raising revenue, they were talking about slapping them with taxes, which they had to pay taxes and certain taxes on that. That would all go out the window too. And Jay is right when he says that the 20 million or more that didn't have health care, that was going to fund part of what was part of this law. So that, if that goes out, then everything collapses like a badly baked pie, which is what the problem is with this. Probably, so there's a couple things they can do. If they just take the insurance mandate, the health mandate out, other things there would be problems with that still, because it wouldn't work. Because then you would have what would happen with the person's medical history, the pre-existing condition thing. What does that mean? Remember, the whole idea was, the whole principal idea supposedly behind the health care was that 20 million or more would be insured. So it would be interesting to see, you know, what the challenge in the future is going to be, because we don't know. I mean, it's the whole thing ripped up, or just pieces of it, pre-existing stays. I don't see how some of that would hold up, but kids under 26 or under stay on the parents' insurance. So what happens in 2014? Remember, the idea was you could shop for policies and get subsidies for coverage from companies. So companies with 50 or more workers would have to start offering health benefits in 2014, or they'd be fined. So there were a lot of small companies that were saying, well, we can't do that. We don't even know where we're going. So we can't hire people. We're worried that we're going to have to fire people. So this law affected, from the get-go, it affected so many people. And it's just one big decision. We're all one big decision away from slipping into oblivion. And the pursuit of trying to ensure everyone is a utopian folly anyway. I mean, the way we're set up, the probability, it's just like the probability of this balanced budget. It's elusive. We're spitting in the wind with that. Why do we have a deficit that's so high? It's why we're on the financial cliffhanger, is what it is. It's not really a financial cliff. I think it's a cliffhanger, because we don't know what's going to happen there. So, you know, this is the problem, is that you got two teams. You got the D's and you got the R's. And never the two shall seem to meet. I think we have to have a rule where they have to stay in Washington. You have to accomplish this much, and then you're going to get this much in bonuses. Because you get in a committee and you get a bump in your pay. I don't get it. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any spirit of cooperation whatsoever. This is why the press for the third party, for something different, a breath of fresh air, somebody that can break up the monotony of what we see going on. I mean, this is what it is. Tim in New York, you have the floor. Hello, Tim.
Yeah. Well, you kind of touched on the back end of, on the ass end of your thing about what I was going to ask.
Sure.
When are the American people going to realize that we have got to get rid of partisan politics in order to improve this country, And people say, well, you need term limits. Well, you've got term limits if you get out there and vote them out of office and break the connections between the paid lobbyists and the senators, congressmen who are in the back pockets. The Americans need to take this country back, but they seem to keep it in enough turmoil that people don't know which way to go. We don't need the Electoral College anymore. People are well enough informed.
I agree with you. I agree with that. Let's throw that out. Popular vote, absolutely. I agree.
Because that's the majority. You don't need someone else to say, okay, well, this is what they said, but this is what we think they really mean. That's crap. We need to take this country back. We need to take it out of the hands of, and I hate to say this, you've got to take it out of the hands of big business for a little while. Big business wants to tap into the trillion dollars that's in the trillions of dollars that are into middle America's scrimp savings. Let them invest through their own companies. Don't take my money and invest and say, oops, well, we lost it, but we're still holding pretty good, and I'm going to get my bonus, and I'm making $500 or $1 million or $8 million a year. Let these people that are supposed to be so intelligent make a company work like their forefathers did and not just go in and raid my savings out and then give me 1%, 0.5%. Make them earn their money. If they can't earn their money, they don't deserve to have that seat, and you'd be stupid to invest in it.
I agree. Absolutely. Make them earn the seat like everyone else has to do. Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. I have to earn my money every day of the week.
Yes.
They should, too.
Yes.
And if their way to earn money is to say, well, okay, I can do this, and I can get a buyout. I can make this much on my bonus and my stock options, and I did great. And it was a short-term thing. That's all well and good for them, but what about the masses that depend on those jobs? They figured that sending the work overseas, yeah, makes their bottom line great for them. But doesn't do anything for the American. Term limits are here. People need to get out and vote. People need to break this cycle, clear as much of this deadwood out as you can, start over again, and boy, I'll tell you what, you need to stop the paid lobbyists, because it doesn't matter if you put Mitt Romney in there. Everything he says he's running for now, that he's making this a priority and that a priority, he's going to run into the same stone wall that Obama did. And I don't care who you put in there. The talk right now is cheap. People that are voters need to get off their laurels, and they need to vote the deadwood out and start over.
Well said, Tim. Don't be a stranger. Great opinions, and I agree with everything you said. It's time to get the dead wood out and forget the paid lobbyists, because that's what happens. Then they're beholden no matter what shade they're on, no matter what team they're playing for. This is a big part of the problem. We thought at one time we had booted all this, and especially I'm completely with you on the popular vote. I've been saying that for a very long time. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.